Welcome to By the Cottage Hearth with Dana Marie. I'll be taking you through the journey we make as healers, the impact we're yet to make, and the words to use to describe it. Come on in. Hello, hello, and welcome back to the By the Cottage Hearth podcast. This is episode 2. I am your host, Dana Marie, and today we're going to be talking about the power of storytelling. Now, storytelling is something that's been an important part of my life, of how I process the experiences that I've been through, how I build connections. I met my partner on a Harry Potter fanfic site when we were 15. I know it's a little bit cringe when we go back because the threads are actually still there and we hurt ourselves by going back to read them, but that was a bit nostalgic. I'm also twice published, so I have a solo work, now Get Back Up, and I was also in a multi-author book. But storytelling is actually a really huge part of my work, and I think a reason behind that is a neurodivergent person. Connecting with people has been something that's been a bit of... it's caused some trauma, I think, in my life. I mean, everything has, let's face it. But I think connecting with people and understanding social interaction has been something that has constantly confused me my whole life. And storytelling became a way that I could connect with people that I understood. You know, I would share a story and that would make people feel a certain way depending on the story. And then people would engage and react in a certain way. And it was like I understood that exchange. So that became a huge part of my communication style, the way that I interacted and engaged with people. And when it came to building my business and showing up online, I naturally leaned towards storytelling as a way of sharing my experiences, what I'd been through, what I learned from those things. And I realized quite quickly that people found it easier to engage with those stories when I was sharing, you know, very genuinely from the heart, and they saw themselves in those stories and they would self-qualify themselves, or they would say, you know, I really relate to that. I can see myself in that story. It was quite similar to my experience. This is how it happened for me. And it got me to thinking about the role that, you know, storytelling has had in society and ancient cultures going back thousands of years. We are, as a species, storytellers. You know, there are paintings on rocks going back very, very early on in our society's history. And I think it is important to recognize the power of storytelling beyond what it can be used for in social media. And it's very common to, when you're running an online business, to think in those terms. How can I use this for my newsletter? How can I think, like, use this for my social media? But storytelling goes so much further than being able to just create content for social media to have something to put up. You know, there are so many lessons that can be found. You know, when you look at Brothers Grimm, the fairy tales before Disney got their hands on it and everyone got a happy ever after, there were always lessons to be learned in these stories. There was a way to connect to it. So we've been sharing stories, and a lot of those stories, before they were ever written down, were oral traditions. They were passed on. You know, you would tell them to your kids, you would tell them to the people in the community. These stories would go through generations before they were ever written down, and there were lessons to them that now we read them. We read stories, it's almost like we've retrained ourselves to expect entertainment. A story is meant to be entertaining, right? That's how it's kind of evolved for us in our society. But when you look at Brothers Grimm, we'll run with that example. When you read these stories and you unpack it further, and maybe, you know, if you're doing English at high school, media studies, you do the same with film. You unpack it and you see the meaning behind those stories. And I think that is an element of storytelling that maybe we've become a little bit disconnected from. And that is what has become a cornerstone part of my work, the work that I do in VIP, the work that I'll be doing further on in my program Saga. Because storytelling with meaning, storytelling with underlying lessons that are there, is a very, psychological standpoint, it's a language that we understand because we've been speaking that language, right, going back through our history, you know, as humans. So the reason why it became such a important part of my work when I looked at my audience and I was trying to figure out how can I get them from where they are, you know, people in the healing space who have these modalities that they absolutely love, they're connected to their magic, they have these beautiful pieces, albeit intangible pieces sometimes, but they're really struggling with how they're going to be able to talk about it. You know, someone will ask them, what do you do? And that tends to make a lot of people in my audience really uncomfortable, that question. What do you do? Well, that's a very complex question. So I looked at what they wanted to achieve and I realized that storytelling helps with a huge part of that. So when you have a lot of intangible parts in your business, whether in the work that you do as a healer, maybe it's because you help with energetic shifts. If you're looking at it from an energetic standpoint, maybe you help people shift emotionally. Maybe you're helping people releasing the reactivity in their triggers. Maybe you are... Maybe you're helping them physically, but it's in a way that isn't quite physical. So maybe like remote healing, you know, distance healing, things like that. When you have a modality or you're doing a type of work that requires a certain level of belief and trust, because you're not physically, like you're not selling them a book. You know, it might be a part of your business. It's part of my business. But you're not handing them a physical product because that transaction feels very easy. You can see, I have thing, you have money, let's exchange, done. But when you do work that has a lot of magic-based, energy-based, intangible aspects to it, storytelling is a really fantastic way to explain what the tangible, relatable, resonant pieces are of your work for someone who is struggling to be able to see it. So for us, for the people who are practicing the modality, who have worked with clients, who have been able to see the transformations that we facilitate, it's very easy for us to be like, oh yeah, it works. Oh yeah, it's very powerful. But when you have to take that belief and the impact of your work and translate, that's why I did a webinar translating your energy into English, which is a free training. I'll pop the links in the show notes. That's why I called it translating your energy into English, because that's how it feels when you're taking this very powerful modality that you have, but then you have to try and talk about it. You have to express it. You have to write sales pages and social media content and even just having conversations with people about the power of your work. It can become a stalling point for you in your business because you go, well, I don't know how to talk about it. So you talk about all of the qualifications you have and the certifications you've got and who you studied through, and you start clinging to the very tangible pieces, but the power is in the intangible. So storytelling can be a really powerful way to translate those experiences into a communication style that your audience can receive. They can listen to the transformation in that story. they can see how people felt emotions. Emotions are very big part of the storytelling process, and definitely something to hit when it comes to talking about the intangible aspects of your work. They can see what it was like before a person did this kind of work, and then what they were able to achieve, what the possibilities were afterwards. So when you look at your favorite stories and you look at the traditional, you know, the climax and the story arc and, you know, the conclusion and all that kind of stuff. When I talk about storytelling, I don't necessarily go at it from a very strategic, logical, that side of the brain kind of thing. But it's nice to start recognizing those things in your own story, because it can be really helpful when it comes to going and writing that piece of content or having that kind of conversation, is that you know what parts of that story that you want to focus on. You don't want to end up, you know, giving them the whole book, but what part of that story is really important for them to hear from you and witness right now, for them to be able to understand the power behind the energy side or the intangible side of your work. The next piece of the power of storytelling is building know, like, and trust. Now, this is a very common marketing phrase. Most of us have heard it, that this is something you want to build with your audience. You need your audience to be able to get to know you, to be able to like you. As superficial as that sounds, it's important. And they need to be able to trust you. And storytelling is an absolutely fantastic way of being able to hit every one of those points. You're not just being able to talk about your work and the power and the impact of your work through storytelling, but you're also going to give them an insight into who you are as a person. So when someone wants to sign up to work with you, we're going to use my own business as an example, I have opportunities for people to be able to build that know, like, and trust with me through storytelling. This podcast is going to be another avenue to be able to help to build that with my audience. But I also have Thursday lives that I do, where I show up and I talk about what's going on. And you won't be able to unsee it now if you go back to a Thursday live. But you'll hear me refer back to examples. I'm doing it right now. I'm using my business and my own experiences as a way to explain something to you, to connect with you. And the reason why I do that, well, actually, there's multiple reasons. One, my experience is my experience, my perspective, the lens I look through, the way that I see the world, the way that I've, my lived experience of the world is mine and mine alone. So when there's certain moments of imposter syndrome, mindset wobbles that come up about like qualifications, am I authorized to talk to this? Particularly at the start of working online and having my business, that was something that would impact how I showed up, the way that I talked, the way that I spoke about my work. But I realized, okay, well, if I don't feel like I'm enough of an authority figure to speak to a particular modality or speak about certain things, what do I feel I have authority to speak to? I can speak about my life. I lived my life. I was there. I know how I felt. I know how it's been for me. I know how I've grown as a person, and I can speak very confidently to my own experience. So in my business, when I use my business as an example, it's easy for me to do because I'm not tiptoeing over, am I going to offend someone who works in that particular industry? I'm not tiptoeing around recalling the details specifically. I just speak to my own experience and to my business, and that immediately removes a lot of obstacles behind between me and my self-expression, talking about my work and that kind of stuff. So I do my Thursday lives as a way for people to get to know me, to see how I am, to decide whether or not that they, you know, like me, they like what I'm about. But I also do non-live pieces of content. So not just the podcast and my lives. I have social media that goes out. I have a newsletter that goes out. I have a blog that goes out. I have conversations. I participate in groups. I have, you know, all of these ways that I can build, have those conversations with people and build that know, like, and trust. But I use storytelling consistently through that as a way for people to see what I'm about. I speak about with my VIP offers. I do Kiva loans, which are micro lending loans, helping people who are in parts of the world that may not necessarily have access to traditional financial like banking lending products. So that is a part of my business model. So I speak to that because if it's important for people to know that the people that they're working with are trying to make an impact in the world, those are the kind of people that I want to work with. That, you know, once they sign up to work with me VIP, the next thing I go is, hey, I've just done another Kiva loan. By investing in yourself, you also helped me be able to invest in these people as well. And that's really important to me. That's something that was a non-negotiable in my business. I don't do that because I care what people think. Sometimes I even forget to post it on social media because that wasn't why I did it. I did it because that is a value that's really important to me and it's a part of my business. But that is another way that, you know, telling that story just right there, that was a story and a way for you to connect to me based on shared values. I will also talk about my experiences with moving, my passion about self-sufficiency, how I'm very nomadic, my path as a vulva. That's one that's usually, you know, a lot of people really respond to. Maybe it's because they're not very familiar with Norse shamanism and the path of the vulva. Maybe it's because they like hearing about the way that someone else is expressing their magic. But that is another insight into the person that I am and the way that I work. So I use storytelling in those, you know, social media posts or when I'm talking about that. Another way that I do it is through my actual work with clients in a one-to-one capacity. So if you're ever on a session with me and you feel me going like this, that's because I have a sensation. It feels like a cord being pulled between a client and I. And because of the lived experience that I've had, I've lived a lot of lifetimes in my 32 years. I have a lot of experiences that wouldn't be considered normal. What is normal? That's a really dumb statement to make. I've lived a lot. I've had a lot of situations I've been in my life. So when I'm having a conversation with someone and they mention a situation in their own life that they're experiencing, sometimes I feel that pull of a thread, a common thread, a shared experience between us. And what I do is I mention it. I say, this is pulling on this, and this is what that situation was like for me, and this is how it felt for me. And having that, being able to show them how I can self-express, how I can express myself about how it felt, what that situation, the fears that I have, that will often give my clients the permission to be able to say, yes, that's how it feels for me. Or set off a light bulb and be like, I never considered it that way. So it gives them something to process further. So storytelling, not even just on a content level, but in an actual work-to-work process, is a very powerful tool as a way to connect to your clients, especially as a healer when we have so much experience to draw from that we have, you know, alchemized. And this is another this is something I'll be speaking about in the next episode, alchemizing your experiences into wisdom. You have all of these opportunities, all of these stories to be able to draw on. And it's very common for me to hear, you know, people in my audience or clients be like, oh yeah, but you know, I don't really have that many stories, or I have so many stories and I don't know what to pick. And it becomes this vague thing. But if you sit down and you really reflect on, I call it mapping out your journey, If you map out your journey of where you've been to where you are now, and you look at all of those pivotal moments, those transformational moments for you, and you tell a story for each one of those, you can actually identify the parts of your story that your audience may really relate to, that may help them identify you as someone who understands where they're coming from, who has been through what they're going through and has come out of it on the other side. So you're able to show them what is possible if they go through these transformations. You're able to give them hope on the other side of it. That's something that's really important to me. I share the story of the fact that because of how I grew up, I've always been able to talk, but communication has been something that's been very difficult for me because I didn't have a lot of very good examples of it growing up as a neurodivergent person. Social interactions have been a point of confusion for me. So communication is something I've had to learn. And the reason why I tell that story is because I want to give hope to people who are struggling with it, that it is a skill set that you can learn. It is. You learn how to create a funnel, you learn how to do your website, you learn how to do a newsletter and connect your domain and all of these bits and pieces. You can learn how to communicate your work too. It is just another piece of the puzzle that you can learn. So I share that story because I want them to have that hope. I want them to understand it as a possibility for them. It isn't just something that, I'm not good at communication. It's something I'll never be good at. So that is just an example of how storytelling is really powerful in my business, why I use it in my work, and hopefully it's given you some light bulbs of your own about how it could be used in your business. If you have had any aha moments and it's really kind of shifted something for you, I would absolutely love to hear from you. You're welcome to come and send me an email, come send me a message wherever you're hanging out. Again, all of those kind of links and stuff will be in the show notes. Otherwise, thank you for listening today, and I shall see you on the next episode. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of By the Cottage Hearth with me, your host, Dana Marie. Make sure to like, subscribe, and follow on whatever platform you're on to be notified of new episodes. And you can also follow me on By the Cottage Hearth on Facebook and Instagram. Check out show notes for any links or freebie goodies that I might have going at the time. Otherwise, I'll see you on the next episode. Keep healing.